Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Bert Munro, CEO of Kora Gold, which is an exploration and development company focused primarily on gold projects in West Africa. Hi, Bert. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it's good to speak to you again. You recently released an RNS about the drill results in the Sankara project. Do you think you can give us a bit of an update or talk a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. It's been they've been great, actually. We've been drilling now for 3 or 4 months or so, and we've put out, I think, 5 press releases over the last couple of months on drill results from this ongoing campaign. The drill campaign we're doing is our biggest ever campaign as a company. It's twice as many meters as we've done over the previous 2 years combined. So it's a really exciting time for us. In terms of the specific results, we're really pleased with them. They've been as good, if not better, arguably, than we were expecting. I think the focus on the drilling is both to increase our existing resources, but also to upgrade them from inferred to indicated. So what we've seen is not only good, consistent results, obviously, which is important for upgrading your resources to indicated, but also we've stepped out and we've expanded the footprint of our mineralized structures as well. So we're really pleased with those results. And I guess additionally, another factor to, and one of the bits we like about our project is it's got lots of oxide ore. So oxide ore is, a free digging material from surface with high recovery rates. So we're seeing good wide intercepts of good grade in the oxide. So for us, the results have been very pleasing.
Great. And what about the roadmap for summer? What can shareholders expect in terms of news flow?
Yeah, look, it should be a really exciting run through the summer. I know traditionally some people go a little bit quieter. So we are drilling. We'll be drilling through on this resource program right up until the very end of July. I would expect we'll probably have some of the more feasibility study focused work going on through into August as well. And with the lag on drilling results, that means you'll be getting assays back from the drilling program right through till the end of August, maybe even into September. So for us, there'll be plenty of more news flow around the drilling. And all of this is really building up and culminating in this updated MRE, updated mineral reserve estimate, which should be due in September time, give or take, depending on the exact turnaround time on assays and other things. So for us, between now and September, there will be, you know, we hope and expect a steady flow of further drill results, which, you know, hopefully they'll follow in a similar vein and be as positive as the last one. So looking forward to getting those out and updating shareholders as we get them.
Great. And do you think you can give us a bit of insight into the plan or the strategy for the company?
Yeah, sure. We've got a very focused strategy, and that strategy was defined, I think, very clearly at the start of last year on the back of our scoping study. We felt we had got an elephant by the tail at Sankara, and we wanted to really deliver on that project. So we've committed to obviously bringing out an updated resource and then following up very swiftly with a feasibility study on the back of that. So in terms of pulling that together, obviously, we've already started the ESIA last year, the environmental and social. We've just been starting sort of the geotech and hydro work as part of our feasibility study as well. So all of our energy is going towards both delivering an updated resource and delivering a feasibility study by the end of this year, the turn of this year. And then significantly on top of that, on the back of the scoping study economics, we signed a term sheet with Lionhead Capital, which is an associated group with our largest shareholder, the Quirk family, who own 34% of the business, for $21 million. So on completion of a positive feasibility study, that term sheet, based on the scoping study economics, would fund the project. So in terms of our strategy, a fast track route to production, I think, you know, that marks us out from other junior players, I guess, in the sense that most people, once they've done their studies, they need to then go and find finance. And we're, you know, very pleased to have a very supportive large shareholder who's given us that commitment already. So we're sat in a very good position, I think, to execute that strategy, which is delivering Sankara into an open pit oxide gold mining operation in the relatively short time period.
And do you think you can dig a bit more into where the oversubscribed funding recently?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we recently raised around $4.5 million, predominantly from existing shareholders, which was our full authority limit we had to raise. Really pleased we had, you know, significant over demand for that fundraise, which was great. a very supportive shareholder base. Leaves us with $6.5 million or so in the bank right now, so leaves us very fully funded for all of our future work programs through the drilling and the feasibility study and well into next year as we're moving into obviously the project finance, hopefully, and the kickoff of the project construction. So, yeah, really pleased. Our financing's in a really good place, and have obviously recently closed a very well supported fundraise, which was oversubscribed. So yeah, all good that end.
Okay, so you're happy with the finance. You've got a busy summer ahead of you. Now I have to ask, as my last question is, how has COVID impacted the business?
I mean, obviously, COVID's impacted everyone around the world in one way or another. So, obviously, there's lots of very sad stories out there. But thankfully for us, it hasn't impacted us significantly. Obviously, like everyone, supply chain and logistical issues around COVID have impacted businesses and obviously put pressure on timings and other things. But for us, we're very proud to have essentially a fully national team in Mali who have been together for over a decade delivering this program. We've got one expat on the ground. So in terms of fly in, fly out expats, which a lot of operations in the resource sector rely on, which obviously has been impacted significantly with quarantining and flight delays and stuff. We haven't suffered from that at all. And thankfully, Mali as a country has been relatively unaffected by COVID, certainly in terms of the number of deaths recorded has been relatively limited. It's got quite a young population, which has obviously worked in its favour, as I think we're all aware. Obviously, it impacts generally the more elderly people, sadly. So for us, touch wood, we haven't been significantly impacted. Look, the team did a great job very quickly when it came out. They put in place great protocols, twice daily temperature checks, hand washing, all the various protocols to maintain as much of a COVID-free environment as we can in camp. But essentially, the camp operates as a bit of a bubble where we're doing all the drilling work. I was out there last week, which was great, seeing the guys. And thankfully, we haven't been impacted by it significantly.
Yeah, so it's good to hear that day-to-day operations, everything seems to be well in hand then. Bert, it's been great talking to you. I think the last time was a while, and hopefully I'll be hearing from you soon, certainly with that roadmap you've got coming ahead.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for having me on. Great to be able to update you on our progress. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.